You're listening to the IQVIA podcast, where we discuss ways to drive innovation in healthcare.
Welcome to the third and the last episode of Consumer Health Edge, a three-part podcast series where we dive into the world of data and information management. I am Vaishnavi Save, Associate Director for Technologies at IQVIA Consumer Health. We at IQVIA Consumer Health support the industry from concept to consumer. And today we have a special guest, Antonello Moscatelli, Senior Principal and Client Partner for Data and Analytics at IQVIA, with almost 20 years of experience with data and analytics and is a computer science engineer. Welcome, Antonello.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast today, Vaishnavi. It is for me really a great opportunity to share some insight and knowledge with our listeners.
Antonello, information management is a part of collecting, storing, organizing, and utilizing data within an organization to make informed decisions. In the past two episodes, we've discussed about information management in our day-to-day business activities. In today's episode, we are going to explore beginner's guide to implement information management in an organization. So what's the first step for an organization looking to implement information management?
Well, I would say that the first step is to stop considering information management as a tech area only and put it under the business umbrella. I'm sure everyone has noticed how companies have now started to have roles such as chief data officer or even chief AI officer within the organization. This is because data has never been so close to business, and this is why we need to start linking a data strategy to goals and objectives, business objectives. Once you have clarity on how data could help you to achieve your goals, improving the decision-making and enhancing efficiency, your probability of success are considerably reduced.
And would you have an example for this?
Sure, yeah. Let's say that a consumer health company wants to improve their bottom line, increase profit margin, right? Usually, we can achieve this through some efficiency, but we can also try to increase high profitable channel, which usually are pharmacies for consumer health companies. That can be translated into support the sales force with more insight, optimize the order-taking process to gain some time and visit more clients. Now, as you can notice, we have already started to define some KPIs and connect business strategy with information. Let me also add something more based on our experience engaging with customers. It's important to know that even when clients believe they already know what is needed to achieve their objectives, it's always helpful to take a step back and do this exercise together. Doing so can help companies achieve other hidden objectives, such as alignment across departments, clarity around expectation, and establishing how to measure outcomes. Now, this phase can take no more than a few weeks with the proper process in place, but it's really a game changer.
So setting clear goals is crucial. What will be the next step?
Next step is to assess your current data landscape, which means identify all the data sources within your organization, including databases, spreadsheets, and even external sources which are useful to generate insight. And most importantly, the use case required to support your business objectives. This step is essential to understand the scope and the data gap that needs to be managed and integrated. And it's also at this stage that we start talking about data governance, because it's not only a matter of data assessment, but it's important to understand roles and responsibilities around data management, as well as be compliant with data regulations. We all know, right, within our industry, how much important is data regulation.
So any suggestion based here on your experience?
The bigger risk at this stage is losing focus. We have seen many organizations that in this phase start expanding the scope, adding sources and use cases that are not important or strategic. So it's really, really important to stay focused on the data that is directly relevant to your business objectives. Otherwise, you may end up spending resources and time on data that will not yield results, which will ultimately negatively impact your bottom line.
So what does the organization do next once you assess the data sources?
Here comes the interesting part, right? Because assess data is the easy part. But you need to be sure to have done the right capabilities and process in place to properly manage the data management part. The good news is that today we are well supported by state-of-the-art technologies and solutions that can help us a lot. Let me continue with the previous example, right? At this stage, we might have identified useful sources. Some will be structured data such as CRM, direct sales, but others are often unstructured. Pharmacy commercial condition, media, advertising activities, e-commerce, and many more. If that's the case, you need to be sure to have the right technology to do several things. Access and manage both structured and unstructured data. Access and manage high volume of data. Integrate them, for example, bridging customer and product coming from different sources, or easily integrate with external system reporting capability, allow you to implement near or real-time use cases, and so on, right? All those things are really, really important and can be, and complex as well, and can be addressed only when you have the right technology in place. So to ensure that the chosen technology solution aligns with the company's needs, it's important to carefully evaluate each option and consider factors such as scalability, ease of use, and compliance with data regulations.
Great advice. How can an organization ensure data security and compliance during this process?
As mentioned before, data security and compliance should always be a top priority. It's important to implement encryption, access controls, and regularly audit your data management practice to ensure that they align with relevant regulations, such as, for example, GDPR. So how does IQVIA support its clients? We do it combining two things, technology and people processes. We provide products with specific capabilities and accelerators that help our client manage their data more effectively. In addition to this, we have a specific compliance service line that works with our clients to ensure that they meet all relevant regulations and standards. Our team of experts is well equipped to handle any data-related issues that our clients may face. So we work closely with them to understand their needs and requirements and then develop customized solutions that meet their specific needs. This approach enables us to deliver innovative and effective solutions that help our clients achieve their business objectives.
Right. And finally, do you have any tips for organizations to continuously monitor and improve their information management and make it scalable?
Regular monitoring and feedback are essential. Conduct periodic reviews and seek feedback from staff and users as well. Continuous improvement is crucial to keep up with the evolving data landscape. And to make it happen, the key thing is to have a scalable infrastructure and technology. And this is where companies like IQVIA can really make a difference.
And Antonello, before we close, we have a new buzzword recently, GenAI. How do you see it linked with information management? And do you see any clear market trends already?
Wonderful question. There is no GenAI without a proper information management in place. whether you want to leverage it to fine-tune an existing model, train your own LLM model or even SLM, right? Or even implement a simple use case with some additional data on top of the market LLM solution, so let's say RAG, information management is the foundation that needs to be in place. And companies that have heavily and successfully invested in it in the past, now they have a really competitive advantage. Those who have the ability to process structured and unstructured data, as we said before, have the right expertise and skills are way ahead of the game, and we gain an advantage in the market compared to those who only see it relevant to generate a few KPI and monitor performance. I love the way GenAI is changing the perception of information management. Is there any key trend already? Well, I don't think so, right? There is not yet, or at least I haven't seen it yet. However, let me say that I'm sure 2024 will define the direction.
Thank you so much, Antonello, for sharing these valuable insights. This has been an informative episode on Beginner's Guide to Implement Information Management in an Organization. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We hope you find this guide helpful. Thank you, Antonello, for being our guest today. If you have any questions or topic you'd like to cover for us in the future episodes, feel free to reach out to us. You can get in touch with us through IQVIAConsumerHealth.com and also follow us on LinkedIn at IQVIAConsumerHealth. Thank you.
You've been listening to the IQVIA podcast. Learn more about how we help our customers and partners accelerate innovation in healthcare at IQVIA.com.